We are learning Masechtas Shavuos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. New Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Shavuos for Oichel Kikar Zu. So makes three Shavuos, all the same thing. He makes a Shavuos for Oichel Kikar Zu. Shavuos for Oichlena. It's not a Shavuos, I'm not going to eat it. Shavuos for Oichlena. Not a Shavuos, I'm not going to eat it. For Oichlena, he eats it. And Chav Achas. Only have one carbon. Why? Because the second two Shavuos were not Chal. Now, why wasn't it Chal? So Rashi in at least three places says the reason why it's not chal is because like nishpa lekayim is a mitzvah. I already made a shvuah shloichel, so I already have a chiyav not to eat it. Make another shvuah shloichel. Nishpa lekayim is a mitzvah. Like we had in the Mishnah before, the kayim doesn't work. But Shpeter Rav Eger asks, it comes out that this is halacha of Chiyuv Ben Seira and the Rabbanon. We just finished saying that if you're Chiyuv Ben Seira, you could be nishpa lekayim is a mitzvah. So here the shvuah shloichel should work because nishpa lekayim doesn't work. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eger learns a different pshat. He learns that it means else ain't issachal isser, not because nishpa kaim is mitzvah. Shvuos la'echal and shvuos la'echal doesn't work because ain't issachal isser, and that would be a kuli alma. So it says over here, make these three shvuos eichayv la'achas. Zui is shvuos, which and that one that eichayv is zui shvuos bitu yishachayav ma'azodoyna makas the eichayv b'meizi eichayv malkas ba'al shugas saw carbon el v'yerid and on shugi eichayv carbon el v'yerid shvuos shav. A shvuah shav, you know carbon. It's no carbon shvuah shav. Chayiv al zadon and makas, v'al shugah is a potter. Chayiv on zadon, chayiv makas, and on shaygig a potter, which is there's a chiyav malkas, but you're not the no chiyav carbon. Now we learned already a few times the difference between shvuah shav and shvuah bitui. Shvuah shav is l'shanes es hayadua, and shvuah bitui is it's a machloik. It's exactly what it is, but definitely if you make a shvuah in the future that I'm not going to eat something. That is a shvuah bitui. When it comes to l'sha'avar, that's machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. If someone says shvuah lo yachalti, that's machlokes if that's a shvuah shav or that's a shvuah bitui. That's machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. If you have it covered now.
At the end of the Mishnah right yeah. Now, we're assuming that is a chayv three.
No, chayv one in chayv al achas it says. For the three things, I have one.
One, but for the other two, there's different things that is.
There's nothing. Not have anything. It's not the shvuah zechal.
Why is not
shvuah bitir? Why it should be like a shvuah shav? The shvuah zechana should be a shvuah shav because he didn't shvuah about something you do. He didn't speak. He didn't make a shvuah about something you do. He just said, "I'm not going to eat." So it's not a shvuah shav has to be false on the spot. This is not definitely. This is not necessarily false. We'll see. There is a certain thing that could be in the gay. The shvuos. We'll see in the Gemara at the end of the Amud about that. But Zot the Gemara. The first Gemara's question is: why do we change the language? Shvuos lo eichel ki kazu then says shvuos lo yechlena. Say shvuos lo eichel again. What's lechlena? Lomeli the misti shvuos lo eichel shvuos lo yechlena. Why did the mister change the language of the shvuos? So the Gemara answers: Akamash v'lon taima d'amash lo eichel b'had amash lo yechlena. He says lo eichel and he says lo yechlena. That's why the second one's not chal. Lo mechayev alachada. Aval omah of the opposite, aval omah shlo yechlena, v'hod omah shlo yechel, then mechayev tarti. If you first said, I'm not going to eat this kikar, then I said, I'm not going to eat this kikar, yechlena is different lashon, we'll see in a second, you're chayev to why. You can do rabba, I'm rabba. Shvuah shlo yechel kikuzu, the chiv is kezayis. Kiv shlo yechel kezayis chayev. Shlo yechlena means I'm not going to eat the entire kikar. Ein yechayev at yechel is kula. So it means like this, you make the first shvuah, I'm not going to eat this entire babka. Okay, so until you eat the entire babka, you're not chayev. Then you said shvuah shlo eichel babka, so then you chayev on a kezayis. So when you, so there it could be chal because you now you mechayev yourself more even kezayis. So here if you ate the first kezayis you chayev. When you finish the whole babka you chayev two, one for shlo eichel, shlo yechlena. So that's the Mishnah teaching us that the reason why you only chayev one is because you started first the shlo eichel, making the kezayis. So now the second shvuah is not chal because the minute you ate kezayis I'm chayev. So therefore, it says in this. That's why it says change the language. The teacher says dafka. This order is chayv one. If it be the opposite order, you first shlo yechlena, which means the whole tire babka, then you'd be chayv two taka. So that's why change the language. The teacher says that dafka. This order. That's the first limud we're learning from the way it said. Now the second question is, why does it say three times? Just two times enough. You get the picture. That if it's two, one shvuah after shvuah is not chayv. Why does it say three shvuahs? Shvuah shlo yechlena v'achla in a chayv la'achas. The third time it says shvuah shlo yechlena hasulamali. Why need three times? So Gemara says a kamash v'lon chiyuva hu deleka. There's no chiyuv, but this is what you were talking about before. But hashvuah ika. And what's in a geya? There is a shvuah in the world. What's in a geya? It's in a geya. The imashke chravcha chayla. If it finds a space to be chal, it'll be chal. L'mayil chaso. What's in a geya? Look at the Rava. What's in the Gaya? It's the Gaya is, look at the Rava. Don't Rava, Shem Nishal Arashayna, if you Rishayel and you Mat the Neder on the first Shua, so the Loch is, Mat the Neder works with Ikroit, Oikrim Lafreya, it was never here. Then also Ishnia, Tachtah, the second Shua kicks in. That means like this, I said, I'm not going to eat, forget about the Kazayas or Mona Kazayas, I'm not going to eat Kazayas or Babka, I said. And then I make it all as two Shuas, I'm not going to eat Kazayas, I'm not going to eat Kazayas. Then I was shy on the first Shua, so now may I eat? No, I can't eat. But then the second Shua kicks in. Because the second Shua is in this world. And that's why the Chiddush is, that's why it says the third time, teach us the Halacha, that the Shua is here. Lema Messiah, let's bring a Raya. Let's bring a Raya to this from a Mishnah Masechtas Nozir. Mishanodar Beis, it's actually a Tesefta Nozir. Mishanodar Beis Naziris. Someone made a Neder, he's going to keep two Naziris. Now really, there, they're both chal, because they're chal one after another. You have to keep 30 days, you bring the kavanas, and you become another naziris for another 30 days. But what happened here was like this. Mana Rishayna, very short carbon, he did the whole 30 days of naziris, he didn't cut his hair, he didn't drink wine, he wasn't matam himself, and he was mafresh a carbon, which was mat to him now to do it. And when you bring the carbon, you can now start drinking wine and taking haircuts. He was mafresh the carbon, and he didn't bring it yet. V'achach, he went to the chacham, and nishal Rishayna. And it was shayla on the first net that they just kept. Also, loish near b'shayla. The second one is mekuyim now. You don't have to do it. Why? Because the second one pulls into that spot, and you did it already. So you see that the second net is always hovering around, and the minute it finds space to be chal, it goes in and chal. And same thing by shua. So bring a raya to this yisoid that it's really here, and the minute you're shayla, it falls in over here. So it's a riot. Mama's first riot to Rav. Brother, it's not a riot at all. Hachi Ashto. Hashem Naziris be Isa. There, the difference is, the Naziris was, if you weren't being Shailah Rashayna, the Naziris Shnia wasn't Levatala. It would be Chal, you'd do it afterwards. So the second Naziris was really here. It was just a different time. Hachi Ashto. Hashem Naziris be Isa, the Chimani, the Rashayna. But you have to count the second one. Below Shailah, Beloy Shaila, Hocha Shua, even out being Shaila on the first one, the second Naziris was here. Hosan Naziris me Isa the Chimani Lur Shaina Bay Mahada Menul Shnee Beloy Shaila. Even out Shaila, you have to keep the second one now. It's here. Hocha Shua Shnee me Isa Kal. Here, the second Shua is not here at all. So Mehecha Teisa, when I'm Shaila on the first Shua, it kicks in. It's not here at all. Me Isa Kal. So therefore, it's not a right. Comes the Rava with another chiddush. The first chiddush was that if it finds a space to fall in, it's chal. Now Rava comes with another chiddush and a big lamish chiddush. Amar Rava, nishba al kikar. Someone made a shvua on a kikar. He's not going to eat this piece of kokosh cake. Va'achlo, and he ate it. And he ate it. So he was over his shvua. So im shayim emene kazayis. If there's still left over a kazayis, nishal aleha. He's shayil on it. So then he can be shayla on it, and it works. The shayla works. The matan neder works. Achla kula, but if you finish the babka, ein nishala. The loch is, you can't be shayla anymore. It's too late. It's over already. So we have to analyze what was the shua exactly. Was it oichel or yichlena? We have to handle it. Let's see the Gemara. So here Rav is aside. He says, you made a shua on a babka, and you ate it. If you left over kazayis, you still could be shayla on it. If it's finished, you can't be shayla on it. Only of Acha read the Rav of Ashi. Hey, Chidam, what exactly is the case? What was Yeshua? Either Omar Shlo Eichel Mekazayis Kama. If you said Shlo Eichel, you don't read Mekazayis Kama. Either Omar Shlo Eichel. If you said Shlo Eichel, which means he's not going to eat Mekazayis. So Mekazayis Kama Avdi Leisura. He already did this. So how you shalon it? You can't be shalon something after it's done. I already ate the Kazayis. Already over the Shua. You can't be. What are you shalon? It's done. You chayv your carbon. Everything. It's done. So if you said Shloi Oichel, which means Issa Kazai, so Mekazai is Kama of the Lasura. Why are you saying Mshayim and Kazai is Mshayim? It's too late. Idom Shloi Echlena, if you said I'm going to eat the whole thing, Shloi Echlena means I'm only chayim to eat the whole bavka, my iria Kazai is. Vos epis, if a Kazai is left over, on top of Chesam and Aleph, I feel a kol tsunami. Even if a little bit left over already would leave you enough place. You aren't over the Shua yet. I still could do it. I don't have a Shua yet. I could still be silent on it. Till it calls tsunami. So Mar says two mahalchim. Ibayi seima shloi oichel, and ibayi seima shloi oichlana. I can answer either way. Ibayi seima shloi oichel, he said, I'm not going to eat a kazayis. Now, he says, I'm not going to eat a kazayis. So there's still more, you would taka over your isser already. But there's five kazayis in his babka. The next kazayis eat, I have a shua also. And the next kazayis also. So since there's more shua left, And I can be sure on that part. So migu de mahani le shayla akazayis basra, since she'ela would work on kazayis basra mahani le she'ela nami akazayis kama. So it will work also even the thing you ate. Usually something you ate already is too late, but here since this shvua still has is still around, still alive, and I can be shayla on it, so it'll be chal also for what I ate already also. That's the chiddush. V'boyseima, huh?
Wouldn't be
chayev. Wouldn't be chayev. Wouldn't be chayev on that, even though he ate it already, because he's could be, this. It's one shvuah, and the shvuah is still alive. Like I've other kazeisim, you can be shel on that. It won't. Amigud avihani like that. Behind that. If boyseima shloich lana means I'm gonna eat the whole entire babka. I didn't finish it yet. So why have to mishayek kazeis? So is shayek kazeis chasu the shuile. If there's a kazeis left, it's chasu enough to make a shel on it. V'loy loy chasu the shuile. But if not, it's not chasu to be shel on it. It's not chashuv to be shayla on it. Right? That's what we learned in the Gemara. That's what we touched the Gemara. So Tosis asks, what do you mean? You can't be shayla on a... Let's say I make a shua. I'm not going to eat a kol shua. I can't be shayla on that? I'm not going to eat a kol shua. I'm not going to eat two crumbs. I can't be shayla on that? Of course I be shayla on that. So what's the problem here? Why can't I be shayla on that? I didn't do the issa yet. There's still this much left. I need a kazayis left. So if Frank Tosis is on chavzayin on a base, he doesn't mind asking him time, but that's how you see from his kasha. Therefore, Tosis is a different shayla in the Gemara. It's like this. That when you make a shua makanir a babka, as long as less than a kazayis left, that's called eating the whole thing. And it brings a raya. He says, let's say I make a shua makanir a babka. There's impossible everything. There's always a little crumb. So I'm never going to be chayiv. If you say that anything you leave over is not chayiv, so a little crumb is always left over. He says, as long as there's less than a kazayis left over, that's called being chayiv the shua. And that's attached to the Gemara. V'yibayisev shloyechlani, ishay kazayis. So then you weren't over your shvua yet, chas l'shuyla. But if it's not left over kazayis, loy chas l'shuyla. Why? Because you were over your shvua already. That's why. You were over your shvua already. It's over. It's not alive anymore. This is Tosis on Daf Chavzayin on Beis in Mishtayer. It says, Tosis on Bottom Beis, it says, Nir the chiloy shayer ela pachas b'kazayis, the chayev ala. Apeg after almost loy achlena, the chimishtab ala kiko, ain't dait to slow your shayer pachas b'kazayis, the enlecha odom, shiyer la kiko shalem, slow you ma'at perurim noishu menu. Impossible, nothing should fall off it. The imifter at shiyechel gam oisa pachas b'kazayis, and my kama sama le chashu shuyla, maishna shavua slow eichel kolshu, that's a pshita shiyechel ashal. That's Tosis way he learns. The Ritva learns the pasuk pshat, the Tosis has a good kasha from Kolshu, and we're going to stop over here with the Meisei, which will be a kasha of Rav Zisoid. Remember, Rav Zisoid is that you only can be shoyal on something that is still alive, but if it's not alive anymore, you can't be shoyal on it. That's Rav Zisoid, and we'll see a machlokes about this and a Meisei about this.